Encore.
Hello, I'm Patricia Goodson.
And I'm David Bourne.
Giving you a warm, summery welcome to Encore, Radio Prague's monthly show about Czech classical music.
But that particular piece didn't sound all that classical. It sounded really rather more like 1950s film music.
Well, you're exactly right. It is film music. And it was written for a children's fairy tale film, The Proud Princess, from 1952.
I thought it sounded familiar. It's a very, very popular film here for children. Every Czech child, including my own, knows it very well indeed. So who is the composer?
Dalibor Cyril Vačkář. And he lived from 1906 to 1984. He was an amazingly talented man. He not only excelled as a violinist and composer, but he published poetry, prose, and even plays. And the plays were performed in the National Theatre in Prague, which is quite an honor. Somehow he found time to write scores for dozens of films as well, and he wrote jazz, as well as so-called serious music.
But strangely enough, he's today, well, virtually unknown.
Well, yes, his father, Václav Vačkář, who was a composer of popular music, and particularly the brass band kind of oompa music, is far better known here. But now let's hear a bit of Dalibor Vačkář's music, the first of his three essays for orchestra.
That sounded very different from the Proud Princess that began the programme, but it was also by the same composer, Dalibor Cyril Vačkář. What we just heard was the Moravian Philharmonic of Olomouc, conducted by Vít Mitska in a 1986 recording of his essay for orchestra.
And this is on a new double CD set released by our very own Czech radio label, Radio Service, and it's called The Smoking Symphony. That's the name of one of the pieces, which I have to confess I found less than compelling despite the intriguing title, so we didn't play that for you today. And I have to take Czech Radio to task for some very sloppy editing. The track numbers on the CD are all wrong, some of the credits are wrong, so disc disc, Czech Radio, try to do better next time.
And we'd better move on before we both get the sack. I believe you brought along a CD called Bohemian Violin Sonatas.
Yes, it's by the well-known Czech violinist Gabriela Demeterová, performing here with the harpsichordist and forte pianist Giedre Luksait Mrazková, a Lithuanian who has lived here in the Czech Republic since 1976. Ms. Demeterova has taken an interest recently in so-called period performance, which means that she plays Baroque music with a Baroque-era violin and bow, and classical music with a classical-era violin, and so forth.
And not only that, she tunes the Baroque instrument so that the standard A vibrates at 415 beats per second, instead of the modern standard, the so-called A440. That this is what to our ears is a G sharp, which is quite a difference.
Yes, and she also replicates the so-called straight tone of the Baroque era. If you watch a violinist, you'll see that their left hand, the one on the fingerboard, is constantly sort of wiggling back and forth on longer notes. And what this is doing is called vibrato, which is a slight rapid alteration of the pitch, which gives warmth to the tone. In the Baroque era, this was rarely done, and used on sort of special occasions or special moments to give a sheen to the notes. We can hear this straight tone in the opening of Václav Vodička's sonata in B-flat. That's a very dark and heavy sound. Now, I'm being a real music nerd now, but try to keep that tonality in your head. It might be a little hard to do, but it's just for fun. Compare it now with this excerpt, another sonata in B-flat. Did you notice how much higher it is? Yet they're both sonatas in B-flat. It's just that the B-flat has changed. The second piece is by Jan Ladislav Dusek, who was born in 1760. Dusek, or Dusik, as he is sometimes called, some listeners may remember, was the Czech piano virtuoso and composer, very celebrated in his day, who lived for a time in London. Vodička, who wrote the first of our B-flat sonatas, had been born 45 years earlier, during the High Baroque.
And I heard also that the harpsichord has disappeared there and been replaced by an early version of the piano, the fortepiano.
Yes, the strings are set in motion by the hammers on a fortepiano, just like the modern piano, rather than being plucked by quills, which is how harpsichord sound is produced. But let's hear something from another sonata by Dusik. In this, you will be able to hear extensive use of vibrato, which gives that warmer, richer sound to the violin tone that we mentioned earlier.